All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Always privileged to bring you live music in our studio, especially on a Friday. And we've been excited about these guys for a while. They're called Vita Moxie. They're brand new. They've got some stuff out on iTunes and Spotify and YouTube. We'll talk all about their music, but first we're going to hear them perform live. So Reggie, Jordan, Gio, and JoJo, whenever you guys are ready, Vita Moxie live on KX93.5. Yeah, man. Vita Moxie live in studio on KX93.5. That's their song, Steal Her. And guys, thanks for coming all the way down today. We're really glad to have you.
It's good to be here.
Thank
glad
you.
We made
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Grab those other mics for me real quick. So we've got Reggie, Jordan, Gio, and JoJo, which did you guys like correctly predict that everybody have the same syllable in their name, and that's why you started a band together?
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
We were just like, that's the only thing that's going to keep us together is if the syllables are the same.
It had nothing to do with musical ability.
None.
Yeah,
no,
we're not even good.
None.
You guys are seriously a very polished band. You're brand new together, I'm assuming, but you...
Sort of, kind of, man. Him and I'm pointing to him like they can see, but Jordan to my left here, the bassist, him and I have been playing for a really long time, and then Joe and I, the drummer, who we've played in, you know, a lot of bands together and different stuff. Reggie is sort of the newest addition, but yeah, I mean, we're pretty new, man. We're under a year we've been together, so we've... we spend a lot of time trying to work stuff out, man. So, yeah.
So of all the projects you've been in over the years, why do you feel that maybe this is the one that's kind of clicking?
It kind of just gelled really easily in this band. Yeah. And I mean, as far as other bands we've been in, I mean, it just feels the most natural. He'll come with an idea and we could literally get a song done. Like,
just run with it.
Yeah, in a practice. And it's like, you immediately know what direction you want to go in, we're very like-minded, but at the same time, we bring a lot of different influences in.
Yeah.
And it kind of just works together. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, it's really cool.
Well, no, we were flattered you guys wanted to come here so badly because you reached out to us a few times.
Yeah.
You know, having heard about our station, our in-studio performances and wanting to get on, and we checked you out and it was an immediate yes from us. So.
Right on. Well, yeah, man, I grew up, I spent a lot of time in Laguna Beach. My mom's like family friends are like staples at the Sawdust. So I've been coming here for years. So I was like, oh, this is like a cool alt indie radio station out in Laguna. That's couldn't be more perfect.
Yeah. And a lot of the bands we play are kind of like genreless, which I think maybe you guys are too. It's really hard to pin.
I'm
sure you get asked all the time, like, what kind of music do you play? Which is probably
the hardest question to answer for you. It is. It really is. Because you're like, it's like a this, but at the same time, it's not. And you're just kind of it's not like we don't want to be tied to a genre, but you just kind of, you play what feels natural.
We play what we like.
You told us when you first reached out to us, you said you've got R&B, Latin, classic rock, and other genres into a pop sensibility.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I would have said.
Yeah. I think, you know, like the song that's on Spotify right now, Jumpstart, that's like an ode to, that's not even like, we wouldn't even necessarily consider that our live sound. Like we have much more of like an alt indie live sound, but that song is like, because we love Motown so much and there's like this old like 70s, 60s kind of Motown vibe. So that was our ode to that. But yeah, man, like the song you guys just heard, Stealer, is sort of, it has that like reggaeton beat in there. So we really, there's so much influence. So we just try to all bring that in sort of like a pop format.
How much of, you guys seem to be multi-ethnic. So how much of that, you know, goes into your music?
A lot. I mean, because you bring so many different styles into your music and what you play.
Right.
And we kind of all grew up listening to different genres, but at the same time, they're all very relatable.
Sure.
So like, for example, like me and Gio grew up heavily, heavily on the classic rock. Jordan is the biggest Beatles fanatic you got. I mean, you can't talk about it without him correcting you. And Reggie's just really big on the new alternative wave and stuff like that. And it really, when you mesh everything together, like kind of the best of everything. And it's really cool.
I can tell by Gio's open shirt, he likes 70s music.
That's it.
Just a few chest hairs hanging out.
I mean, it's a problem. He gets sick all the time. Put a shirt on. Dude.
Don't listen to him. He's not true. He's just the drummer.
Well, we're really thrilled to have you guys again. Vita Moxie out of Pasadena in studio with us today on KX93.5. We heard their song Steal Her. And again, they've got that single Jumpstart, which you can find on iTunes or Spotify. No official release yet, but a lot of stuff to dig up online of you guys. So what's the next one you're going to play for us?
This next song is going to be coming out in the summertime, actually. This song is called Lady True.
Cool. And we'll just check in real quick between that song, and then we'll follow up with a third one as well. So Lady True by Vita Moxie, whenever you guys are ready, on KX93.5.
Cool. All right. After holding
shine brighter than the moon, but never brighter than the light in your eye. Whoa, whoa, lady, lady, true. You know my eyes are glued to you. Forever do what we've been through. Yeah, I'm thinking we'll be just fine. But I know, yeah, I know, I'm coming home. And I can never find another. I can never find another who's gonna love me through and through. So I never gonna find another. Never gonna find another who's gonna love you the way that I do.
You guys, Vita Moxie live in studio on KX93.5. We're going to keep on going right through to one more tune and then chat with these guys a little more. So the third song they're going to do, Like the Feeling, whenever you guys are ready.
Right on. Yeah.
to the dawn. I like the feeling it known. Oh, 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 oh. Promises you said to me, you did it. And all the lies you're telling me, you couldn't. As I'm laying on the floor, you're leaving. And when I show you to the door, I like the feeling it known. And promises you said to me.
Yeah, you guys, come on, dude. So good. Vita Moxie live in studio on KX93.5. That was absolutely killer. Undeniably good.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
I had to turn up the bass a little bit on that song. It was just so funky.
Oh, yes. I just had to hear
that, Jordan. That was so good.
Thank you so much.
Wow, what a multi-genred band you guys. I mean, if people heard all three songs you played, they're all distinctly different, like we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Really interesting.
It's something that's really cool, though. Also, it makes the live show really interesting because it's not very monotone. There's a lot of things going on.
Absolutely.
And I think it's something that we kind of pride ourselves on.
Yeah.
Having a certain genre.
Because that second song you did, Lady True, is kind of, you know, like a Jack Johnson lean back, kind of at the beach song. And
totally.
Then like we get the funky groove of the next one. And you're right. We're kept on our toes as an audience.
Yeah,
listening to you guys.
Go from loving someone to wanting to dance.
Yeah,
so it's really
exactly.
Cool.
So speaking of live shows, you guys do have one coming up in Fullerton on the 31st at the Slide Bar.
Yes. Correct.
So that's we know we can catch you then. And then are there plans to get an album or an EP together in the future?
So, you know, man, I think with the modern climate, with the way things are now, we sort of feel like it's just better to release a succession of singles. I think in the summertime, we might do like a 3-song EP just to have, you know, like a set of 3 songs that people can go and listen to and go, oh, here's more material to check this band out. But overall, we kind of just stick with singles and, you know, want to follow it up with content, you know, always have music videos ready and stuff like that.
Yeah. So how important is the video element then with what you guys do? Because I know you have some live stuff on YouTube as well.
Yeah, it's very important, man. Like we always want to have, you know, content available because people now, you know, it's so different. You can just go check out a band and see the full scale of their vibe. Just go, oh, this is what these guys look like. This is what these guys sound like by just, you know, a live session. You can get the whole idea of what they are and digest it, which is ultimately what you want the audience to do, is to understand you and kind of like get what you are.
And, yeah.
You know,
and they've got to see you guys because you're 4 different distinct races and it's really pretty cool. Is that right? Are there 4 different ethnicities, 4 different backgrounds?
So Reggie's Filipino. Jordan is half
white. I'm half Mexican as well.
Okay.
I'm Italian.
Yeah.
And then
I'm Mexican. It makes getting dinner together so hard. It makes it so hard.
Whose mom cooks is the question, and
who's
the best?
Gio's family cooks, but we haven't been invited over yet.
Oh, wow. You're bringing up tender material now.
Dang. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get so deep in there.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
You reopened it, but it's fine. We'll talk about it later.
It's fine. Okay. It's all right.
Well, I have to know, what kind of Italian food does your family make?
Oh man, dude, you name it. So okay, so it does vary a little because we are all vegetarians in my family. So,
oh, interesting.
So we used to not be vegetarians. So it used to be the full works. But I mean, dude, it's like every Sunday it's ritual. Every Sunday there's either spaghetti, lasagna, pesto, like you name it, it goes down on Sunday.
Dang,
like,
you guys.
His grandma's spaghetti too, dude.
Vegetarians, but his grandma makes some meatballs and the best.
Yeah, my grandparents aren't vegetarian. Yeah, so they come out with like the sausage, the meatballs, you name it.
They probably think it's sacrilegious that you guys are vegetarian.
Disappointed.
Yeah, my grandfather asks me every day if I want a meatball. It's like no, I'm vegetarian. But I think there's like a disbelief.
He just
there.
Can't, doesn't yeah. get it.
It's like no, you're not.
But I mean, you guys got Filipino food too, you know, and some Mexican food. You guys can just like do it up.
Honestly, dude, we go to islands a lot.
Because it's just too confusing.
Dude, it's like, just go to islands.
Yeah.
BJ's
honestly,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you guys live in Pasadena, so there's all kinds of
there's a lot.
Stuff over there. It's a melting pot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Well, really cool, you guys. Again, we're thrilled to see you at the Slide Bar on the 31st. The band is Vida Moxie, spelled V-I-D-A, and then Moxie, M-O-X-Y. And is there a central place you want people to go to find all your stuff, or just search for you on Spotify, iTunes, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, on almost anything you can think of, from Spotify to iTunes to YouTube to Instagram, it's at V-I-D-A-M-O-X-Y. So that's at Vida Moxie, at V-I-D-A-M-O-X-Y. Find us anywhere just by typing that in. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And we'll get this live set up on our podcast page here shortly in case you missed some of the songs. You really should listen to it in full to get the scope of this band, I think. You guys are rad.
Thank you so much, man.
Making the trek down. All right, we'll see you soon. Vida Moxie on KX 93.5.